The legacy of Scottish poet, writer, and folklore presenter Robert Burns was celebrated on the evening of January 25 at Bobby's Old World Tavern, thereby continuing an age-old tradition celebrated by people of Scottish ancestry the world over. All the traditional elements were honoured, including a toast to the bard and his legacy, followed by a toast to the lassies and their response. "The main toast is to Burns' legacy and why we celebrate it," explained Don Mitchell, one of the three members of the local band Desperate for Haggis. Burns' legacy has been celebrated in Scotland since his death in 1796. Ever since, Scots the world over have retained that tradition. In Moose Jaw, the tradition goes back to the early 1900s with the first known celebration taking place in the year 1908. One annual highlight of the celebration is the toasting of the haggis. After historically importing haggis from a company in Regina, this year's celebration saw the first ever stuffed sheep stomach delicacy made in-house at Bobby's Place. The celebratory meal began at 5 p.m., followed by the ceremonial traditions of the night. Andrew Gallagher delivered the opening address at this year's celebration, and the piping in of the haggis was performed on the bagpipes by Michelle Carline. Tom Green then gave a toast to the lassies, followed by a response to the toast given by Bobby's Place co-owner Monica Hawkinson. This was followed by a serenade of traditional Celtic music performed by local band Desperate for Haggis and a reflection of Burns' legacy. The legacy of Robbie Burns is a mixture of culture and politics during a time of socio-political change in Europe. He travelled a lot through the country, of Scotland, and had a wide following, Mitchell explained. Especially later in his life, which wasn't a long life, he supported the liberation and the principles that the French Revolution represented. Those issues were being debated, all over Europe, including England. Some of his writings were satirical and critical of the high elite, the lords of the time, and he was also a voice for the abolition of slavery, which was an issue at the time as well. In one of Burns' most famous poems, "A Man's a Man for a' That," he celebrated the brotherhood of mankind the world over. As there was emigration from Scotland throughout the next century, Scots retained and introduced that tradition in countries all over the world. Through to this day, Burns' night celebrations occur, on, every continent, Mitchell said. The night drew in a large crowd and music filled the air at Bobby's Place. Many guests enjoyed a pint of Tennent's, which is claimed to be Scotland's top-selling beer. The venue was ideal for the occasion as owner Monica Hawkinson Cullen said her father, Bobby, wanted to make sure the pub was built around Scottish culture, history, and origins. "It goes back obviously to Scottish heritage, and I think all of us here have that Scottish heritage," Carline said about the celebration. Burns was a man of the regular people, and he is honored because he speaks for everyone in his poetry. And so, we honor his memory every year on his birthday by hosting the Robbie Burns Banquet. This was our honor and tribute to him, Carline added.